This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And now!
No, that's we're doing a little basketball themes today on a Throwback Thursday. This is the day basketball was invented by Dr. James Naismith in Springfield, Massachusetts. The YMCA took two peach baskets, nailed them to the banners, and said, here, put the ball in that. And a game was born. And here we are 130 years later and one of the more popular sports around the globe. We got two national championship games coming up, two semifinal games coming up on January 1st. Rose Bowl, Michigan and Alabama. Sugar Bowl, Texas and Washington. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports joins us on our Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. How are you, Jerry?
All right, how are you?
Good. All right, so controversy, no controversy. Alabama is going to be playing Michigan, and Alabama is coming off a time where, all right, they dialed it up, and they did the job they were supposed to do in beating Georgia. And Nick Saban, in these bigger moments, has a tendency to really fine-tune his team. That being said, what's a key for Alabama against a Michigan team and that Michigan defense that's 13-0?
I actually think the key is going to be Alabama's defense. Because Michigan's defense is going to have, they're going to make some plays. They're going to make it hard on them. But I think that Alabama's defense has also got to step up because Michigan likes to just pound you. And if they can take away what Michigan likes to do offensively, then they've got a chance to keep that defense on the field. But I think you want to try and spread them out, use your speed. You know, the mobile quarterback may come into play here at times too. But I think as much as possible, you want to keep Michigan's offense off the field and make the defense try and stop that offense for as much time on the clock as possible.
With Michigan and Blake Cornum, how much of a factor do you think he'll have to be against Alabama's defense?
Yeah, I think they will because they want to control the clock. They want to control the tempo of the game, and that's what they do. They like to run the ball. I mean, they've got a good quarterback. They've got good receivers. I mean, you know, McCarthy's had a good year. They can throw it if they need to, and they will throw it occasionally because you have to. You can't just pound the ball for, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. So they are going to have to be able to throw, and they've got the weapons to do it. I think for Michigan, they're going to want to show some balance and keep Alabama's defense off balance so that that both parts of their game could be more effective.
What have you noticed in Jalen Milroe from a period of time where they lost to Texas? People were sort of questioning whether or not he should be the starter at Alabama, to a guy that later in the season was not only producing, but people were like, hey, is there a late Heisman push for this guy? What have you seen in his game that where he's at this point now where he's in the playoff?
I think it's more confidence than anything. I just think as the season went on, he started to have some success and started to believe in himself a little bit more. And there's nothing more for a quarterback, nothing more important than confidence in what you're doing, knowing the plays, and trusting your receivers and being able to get them the ball. And, you know, the confidence is a premium quality in a quarterback. And you saw that confidence grow in Jalen Milroe as the season went on.
I've said it earlier with Nick Saban. He does seem to find ways when you just give him an opening, he finds a way to exploit that opening. Is that something to consider in this game against Michigan? They did not know they were going to be in, and now they're in.
Yeah, it's. I think they always believed they were going to be in.
Probably, right?
I think that, you know, I mean, coaching does matter. The reason I picked Alabama to win this playoff, even though I didn't think they should have been in it, is that, you know, Nick Saban knows how to win, and he's the one coach here that does. I mean, you know, Harbaugh has experience in this event, has not had a good experience yet, and the other two coaches have not been here before, not as head coaches anyway. So, and these programs, Washington was in the first college football playoff. Texas has not been at all. So, you know, the history and the experience factor really benefits Alabama. And in a field that's really balanced like this, where there isn't much of a difference talent-wise between 1 and 4, I think experience could really come into play, both in the coaching staff and just institutionally.
when you talk about both of these defenses, do you think this is a points are a little bit more difficult to come by kind of game, or can we see a little bit more of offensive explosion?
I think if we get an offensive explosion, then I think that really favors Alabama. I think if we have a really solid defensive game going both ways, then I think it's more of a toss up. So I think it would be better for Alabama if their offense in particular, or even if it's both offenses, can get going, things going a little bit. I think that suits their style better.
Jerry Palm joins us, CBS Sports and Sports Map Radio, as we preview the semifinals of college football January 1st. Let's go to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. I might be reading this wrong. I don't know, Jerry, but I feel like there's some real Texas swagger going on with the Longhorns right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a while since Texas was back. You know,
right.
It's funny because because they'd win like two games at the beginning of the year against, you know, one decent team and one tomato can, and everybody's yelling that they're back. And now, you know, they actually are back, or at least for 1 year they're back. And, they should have a swagger. I mean, that's a really good team. They had a terrific year. So, Texas, you know, they beat Alabama at Alabama. This is a really accomplished team. That should feel very good about themselves going into this, and their defense is fabulous. They've got at least, you know, two or three NFL guys in their front seven that are going to make life miserable for Washington. Although I do like Washington in this game, Texas is an outstanding team.
Tell me about Jonathan Brooks being out. I know 10 games, 1,100 yards, he's been out. Have they patched work that fine enough, or is his absence going to be important in a game like this?
Well, I mean, you always want your best player,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But I, you know, Texas is not thin, you know, when it comes to talent. They've got talented guys that haven't had an opportunity. So, you know, someone's going to get an opportunity, maybe more than one. Someone's going to get an opportunity to show what they can do. I think having a great running back, obviously, that's a big thing. But the running game is really going to depend on the offensive line. And the offensive line is really good. So you can put another, you know, maybe your second string back there and still be pretty successful if your offensive line is playing well.
You know what? Ron and I have been talking about this since that news broke about Malik Murphy. Are we seriously a foot injury, leg injury away from Arch Manning being thrusted into win us a national title, kid?
Yeah, any injury. Yeah. You know, and that's funny. I mean, the transfer portal dominates college football from the day after the regular, the bowl selections are introduced. I always tell people, and I have for years before the transfer portal was even really was a thing, said that bowls are the stupidest way to judge teams and conferences. But in particular, now that with the transfer portal, nobody, not even these playoff teams, or at least one or two of them,
right,
is bringing the roster that got them to this point to the game. It's kind of nuts, but yeah, even Texas in the playoffs had a quarterback transfer out. Ohio State's starting quarterback transferred out. The Alabama's backup quarterback has announced he's going to transfer. As it turns out, he's still with the team. He's going to Reese, right? Is going to transfer back to Notre Dame to play lacrosse because I guess he was elite at that as well. But he's actually still with the team. So, yeah, the transfer portal makes things really kind of nuts, but it kind of puts Texas in a little bit of a bind because if they have to go to Arch Manning, he's obviously a very talented guy, but he just doesn't have a lot of experience with this team, on the field. So, you know, it's something that, you know, it would be interesting, and I hope it doesn't happen because I don't want an injury, you know, for Quinn Ewers. But, I think it would make an interesting situation to see what he could do in this situation.
I got 60 seconds, but Washington, they've had a season where they were nip and tuck for a lot of games and then had a beautiful outing. How are you looking at Washington? I know you've said you like them in this game, but that's got to build some character, but at the same time make you a little nervous.
Well, yes, I suppose. But the thing I like about Washington is that they know that when the game is on the line, they can make plays to win the game because they have done it seven or eight times this year. I mean, there's never any nerves for them in those situations because they've had so much success in them. And there's a lot to be said for that. But that's why I like Washington, because if this game is close at all, Washington knows how to make the plays to win.
Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Thank you so much, as always. We'll catch up with you down the road, my man. Thank you, as always.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Now, as we buzz about these finals, yeah. That is, I kind of like Washington, too, but I can't ignore how much when you saw every game of the finals, right? When you saw Washington beat Oregon, you saw Texas beat Oklahoma State, you saw Alabama beat Georgia, and you saw Michigan beat Iowa. Some of those teams went about their business. I felt like Texas was like, "Hey, everybody, look at what we're doing here. Look at us. We're through. We just threw another touchdown. Everybody, look. There was so much obvious swagger about the way they were beating Oklahoma State that to me stood out even more than Alabama beating Georgia. Because I think Alabama beating Georgia was like, we're hanging in there. We'll see at the end if we're hanging in there.